Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We're in Colossians chapter 3. We'll be looking at verses 1 through 7. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1, Paul said, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk sometimes when ye lived in them."
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1, Paul is writing from a dungeon, a hole in the ground actually. And he writes to these Christians at Colossae, and he says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Now, sometimes the word "if" is used, it means since. If I'm going to go to the store and pick up some bread, my wife might say, "Well, if you're going to get some bread, then get some milk too." If means, well, since you're going to get some bread. And that's the way it's used here. Since ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. That's an interesting phrase. Those things, that appears 71 times in the Bible. Well, he says, you are risen with Christ. The first thing he focuses on here is the fact that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, and we are to live a resurrected life. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. If we're going to live the resurrected life or the victorious Christian life, the first thing that we're told to do here is to seek those things which are above. Seek. To seek something is an attempt to find something. And we are not going to seek anything unless we have a desire to do that. And so we need to ask the Lord to give us a desire, draw me closer, that I might seek those things which are above. The second thing he said is to set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. To set something is to have a fixed position. Now, we're either going to have a fixed position on things that are above or on things that are on the earth. That word things keeps reoccurring here. It's found 19 times in the book of Colossians. And sometimes things refer to objects, and sometimes things refer to circumstances. For example, in Colossians 2 and verse number 18, Paul talks about those false prophets or false teachers who were teaching those things which they had not seen. The Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see, that is, he cannot perceive the things of God. But then to these faithful Christians that are at Colossae, he says in chapter 3 and verse 1, seek those things which are above. Colossians 3, 2, he talks about things above and things on the earth. And what it boils down to is we simply make a choice as Christians today. What are we going to seek this week? Where are we going to spend our lives? Seeking the things that the world has to offer or seeking those things which are above?
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? And have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment always? You must do his sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar your all you must lay. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings for which we have prayed, till our body and soul
He doth fully control, and our all on the altar is laid. And tell all the love He will send from above. Oh, how happy our hearts will be made. Oh, what fellowship sweet we shall share at His feet when our all the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? You can have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul.